The members' voices say, it's time for Teamster power, not broken promises, and that is what the rank and file power slate will deliver. Thank you, Authority on Courtesy.
The rank and file power team at the convention had a very successful convention. We're really pleased with the results. This is both a nominating convention and a constitutional convention, meaning that we go to a convention to nominate candidates for office. Then there's an election held. The ballots in this election will be mailed out October 9th. They'll be counted in mid-November. So it's a nominating convention, and we nominated our full slate of candidates and got a lot more support, actually, than we had anticipated, so we're very pleased with that. But in addition, it's a constitutional convention, so it's an opportunity to change the various provisions in the Constitution that affect members' rights, their abilities to deal with their local officers, and just the entire Constitution is open. Things like, and we put forward a Bill of Rights for Teamster members. For example, we want all Teamsters to have the right to elect their stewards. Many places they're not elected, they're appointed, and that's a very important issue. We put forward a number of proposals to really give members more rights, more democracy in the union, and more, we think, more strength at the bargaining table. Of course, we were a minority of delegates. Mr. Hoffa had the vast majority of convention delegates, so he was able to block most of our proposals.
Joe Fahey, Local 912. Thank you. This speech was timed several times. It takes less than 2 minutes. I'd like to be able to finish it.
Go ahead.
When your top aides and key leaders like Dane Passo, Ed Jacobson, and Billy Hogan were charged with corruption this month and in this city...
Let's have some order! Let's have some order! Order, let the brother speak.
It makes no sense to declare our union free of corruption. Now you're trying to get the government out of our union. So you want the government and the public to trust you. But pretending the union of 1.3 million Teamsters is now corruption-free is not a good way to begin building that trust. Now, I'm sure this preamble will pass here, as is. You've got the Hoffa unity thing going for you all week in this hall. In fact, you've got so much unity here, I bet you could even pass a resolution declaring former General President Jackie Presser as tall, lean, and muscular.
Please keep on the issue, will you please? You've got the votes to change the preamble and make believe that the Teamsters is now corruption free. You can call the vote unity and democracy, but this vote and this change to the preamble won't fool anybody outside this hall. It won't change the truth. It won't rid our union of corruption. It won't get the government out of our union, and it will not make or build better lives for our members together. All right. This isn't the kind of unity or democracy that our members want. Our members want leaders who will take out corruption and let the chips fall where they may.
Okay.
Our members want courage, Brother Hoffa. Courage and leadership.
2 minutes. Over 2 minutes. Turn the mic off.
Are we giving the workers, we are trying to organize, a voice? Are we listening to them when we tell them that we are going to make it more difficult for them to vote? Are we projecting an image of fairness to the workers we are trying to organize when we say that, yes, we want you to vote, but by the way, the rules for the election are written by the incumbent? That's about as believable as saying that George W. can go into a room by himself in Florida and count the ballots, but don't worry, it'll be a fair count.
Yeah, the real litmus test for this convention, I think, was the strike fund issue. Hoffa, in 1996, made a proposal that he would that he had a plan to have a $250 a week strike benefit for striking Teamsters, and that he would provide that without any dues increase. He made that the litmus test of the 96 convention, and when nothing passed in the 96 convention, he said it was a failure, and that the previous administration had failed, and I was really surprised when I came to this convention and Hoffa made no proposal for a strike fund. And we challenged him on the floor of the convention over that issue. He completely ignored it. The only provision that they had that even mentioned strike fund was they decided to set up a panel to study the issue. You know, it's just so inadequate for Teamster members. I mean, that's just not good enough in this union. If they wanted to study this issue, which I don't think needs to be studied, we just need a strike fund, but if they wanted to study it, they should have done it 2.5 years ago, the day he took office. So they had no proposal whatsoever. I believe that the convention was a failure for Hoffa. He didn't pass his own litmus test issue. And, you know, Teamster members deserve a solid strike fund. I believe that Hoffa is going to, if he were to be elected, he would call a special convention after that election. I think he'd come back and he'd raise members' dues. And I just think that's wrong. He needs to be honest with Teamster members.
Tom Leadham, Local 206. Randy Kamik, apparently you're suffering from amnesia. You were on that executive board. Mr. Chairman, I rise in opposition to this resolution, not because a Blue Ribbon Commission is a bad idea, but because it's 2 years too late. You've had 2 years to study the issue. 2 years to study the issue. In 1996, you said you would quadruple strike benefits without a dues increase. That was your plan, your secret plan. Be honest with the delegation. Your current secret plan is to... Excuse me.
Let the brother talk. Let the brother talk. Brother. Let him talk.
May
let the brother
I
talk.
Brother is your
let the brother talk. Go
secret
ahead.
Plan is to, after the election, if you're lucky enough to win, hold a special convention.
Okay.
May I speak? May I speak?
Brothers,
thank
let's
you,
let
Mr.
him talk.
Chairman.
Let's let him talk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be honest with the delegates.
Done.
Your current secret plan is to hold a special convention
let
after
the
election
talk.
And raise dues.
Let the brother,
be
let
honest
the brother
about
talk.
It. Be honest.
Let the brother talk.
I'm opposed to this resolution. It's 2 years too late. It's time you kept your promises. Thank
okay,
you, Mr. Chairman.
But we were able to get them out and talk about them, sometimes very briefly, because the Hoffa delegates shut off debate and blocked the microphones, and there was a lot of that kind of stuff going on. But we were able to raise a lot of issues, and I really think that our team of rank-and-file Teamsters from all over the union, U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico, we were really able to set the agenda. And we actually moved the convention, even though we were 10% of the delegates. We really moved the convention toward more reform and more honesty in the union.
I'm Charles Alexander from Local 763 in Seattle. Now, I've been standing here since the beginning, and a bunch of goons are standing up here in front of me to keep me.
You're out of order.
To keep me from the mic.
Do you wish to speak to the motion?
I am against the motion. I think we should go back and give me a chance, like you're supposed to, at least you had said you would.
You're out of
to
order.
Article Section 1A for...
You're out of order. Any other discussion? If you wish to make your case heard, please do so now.
When Brother Hoffa ran for office, he promised to cut and cap salaries, including his own. It was a good platform. Tom Leadham supported it too. And most importantly, rank-and-file Teamster supported it also. But it didn't happen. Instead, salaries were raised. Brother Hoffa forgot his campaign platform of $150,000 salary and cap. Or maybe he was just joking when he put that into his campaign pledges. The time to cut and cap is now. $150,000 maximum for general president and aggregate cap for anyone on the IBT payroll. Another place to cut and cap idea is ending the practice of paying multiple salaries. At this convention, we have heard so much about putting our finances back in order. But again, there is more bad news. The IBT has 141 officers and staff who receive a multiple salary from the IBT. Previous administrations didn't cause the IBT to raise your salary or pay multiple salaries. We can't blame them for this one. If we are serious about cutting back, if we are serious about diverting resources to organizations, let's pass the motion.
Finish.
The members of our union will thank you.
2 minutes.
Thank you.
This is not our turf. Mr. Hoffa came to the convention with 90%, roughly, of the convention delegates. I think it's been a dismal failure. We leave here and we go to our turf, which is the Plan Gates, which is rank and file Teamster members, not fat cat officers. We're going to be out there with the people that punch the time cards, the people that...